It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:03. We've got partly cloudy skies. Temperature just dropped to 64. If my wife was here, she would tell you that it's chilly outside. So your mileage may vary on that, but it's certainly cool this morning. It'll be sunny, 88 by later this afternoon. Our top story this morning, it is a big win for the Trump administration's Southern California immigration crackdown as the U.S. Supreme Court rules that agents can stop without reasonable suspicion people suspected of being in the country without documentation.
You know, this is a ruling that could impact North Texas. Russell Scott has a closer look.
We're bringing back law and order to our country.
This is considered a big win for President Trump. The ruling allows federal agents to stop somebody based on their name or skin color to check immigration status. And if that can happen in California, it could happen in Texas, where the governor's already signed tougher immigration policies.
Citizens deserve lawbreakers to face legal consequences.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass condemning the ruling, saying of the court,
has now given the green light for law enforcement to profile and detain Angelenos based on their race.
From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly. Live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little, and Democrat State Representative James Tallarico officially enters the race for the U.S. Senate this morning.
The announcement comes with a video posted to his website.
We're going up against a rigged system, and we're going up against a lot of money. But I'm a former middle school teacher. I don't scare easily. And Texans don't scare easily.
The 36-year-old Tallarico is joining a Democratic primary that already includes former Congressman Colin Allred. A public policy polling survey shows Allred with an 8-point lead against Tallarico in a primary matchup, as well with 76% name recognition to Tallarico's 48. From the 24-hour news center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Democrats Terry Virts and Mike Swanson have also announced U.S. Senate candidacies. One person killed in a shooting outside a business in North Richland Hills over the weekend. We told you about this yesterday, and we're learning more as police say it was a fight that broke out in the parking lot of Malibu Jacks along 183. An 18-year-old Ty Christian Reed pulled out a gun and opened fire. Carissa Cotta-Carter with the North Richland Hills Police Department says a 23-year-old man was injured and a 21-year-old woman was killed.
Reed was located nearby just outside of North Richland Hills where he was still carrying what officers believed to be the murder weapon. It's still unclear to our investigators what the altercation was about. And at this point, officers have not been able to find a connection between the suspect and the victims.
Reed's being held at the Tarrant County Jail on a charge of murder. He's also been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and reckless endangerment of a child.
This is going to be a big help for a lot of moms and dads across North Texas. Some clarification this morning for school nurses in Texas on what kind of help they can give kids in their care. The Texas Education Agency says nurses can give students basic first aid without needing a parent's permission on file. Confusion over this has stemmed from Senate Bill 12 and its parental rights provision. As the bill is written, it requires schools to get approval from parents before offering routine health assistance. This comes days after a Texas mom claims that a school nurse didn't clean up or change her sick child after he threw up.
She said, you know, we're not allowed to touch your kid if you didn't sign this.
Yeah, definitely want to make sure everybody has signed those. Some school district nurses claim that they've even stopped putting out Band-Aids, afraid of overstepping the law or putting their licenses at risk.
The State Fair of Texas is giving out fewer free tickets this year.
In the past, the fair has given out tickets to high school students across North Texas, but officials with the fair say very few of those were actually being used. They've been printing over 2 million tickets for students, and only about 10% are actually redeemed. So this year, they won't issue free tickets for students in grades 9 through 12. The State Fair of Texas will still give away free tickets to students in pre-K through the 8th grade. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080. KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
House Democrats release a 2003 birthday note to Jeffrey Epstein that appears to be signed by Donald Trump, though the White House insists that it's not Donald Trump's signature. State Fair of Texas ends its long-standing tradition of free admission for 9th to 12th graders this year, limiting free tickets to pre-K through 8th grade students and teachers. The fair cites rising costs and safety concerns as the reasons. Supreme Court ruling gives federal agents the green light to revive broad immigration enforcement in Los Angeles, allowing arrests on factors like one's race, the language they speak, the job they have, or where they are, with major implications for Chicago, Baltimore, even Dallas and other cities across the United States.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, man, we got to thank the artist for such a beautiful sunrise this morning. It's now 7:22 as we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
And it is 23 after 7. I'm John Little. HEB finally has plans to open doors within the Dallas city limits for the very first time. The planned site is near 635 in Hillcrest. Public input meeting last night let neighbors share opinions about the store's progress and possible impact. While there were a lot of concerns, there was some excitement as well.
It amazes me how a handful of people can make such an impact on keeping, you know, progress coming to the neighborhood. I mean, it would be great to have grocery shopping closer to us.
A chief concern was increased traffic congestion. HEB told last night's crowd they plan to add traffic lanes and work with the city to better sync traffic lights. The company has a rezoning meeting next Wednesday with the city of Dallas. A new Supreme Court decision gives ICE agents the go-ahead for roving sweeps as part of the president's immigration crackdown. The ruling based on a case in L.A. But yesterday, the White House announced expanded operations in Chicago, too.
What the White House announced yesterday was not the National Guard deployment that President Trump has been hinting at for weeks. Instead, it's a new immigration enforcement operation. And a new decision by the Supreme Court could give the White House more leeway to ramp up its immigration crackdown.
That's CBS's Nancy Cordes. The Supreme Court's majority offered no explanation for the decision, but Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote separately, it was reasonable to question people who met multiple criteria for possible illegal presence in the U.S. We'll have much more on this coming up at the bottom of the hour here on KRLD.
724 News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all, and tolerable Tuesday back at you. We had a nice bounce right at the end of the day yesterday and closed higher across the board. It was iffy for most of the session, especially for the Dow Industrials average. The NASDAQ, however, went up and recorded a new all-time high. Of course, interest rates fell. This was the interesting take is Wall Street took a look at the employment numbers that came out Friday and said, well, this is good news for interest rates. Maybe not great news for the economy, but good news for interest rates. And so they bought stocks. And indeed, interest rates are, you know, fairly steady today, but beginning to drop back a little bit. The major economic news today comes at 9 o'clock this morning. This sounds a little esoteric, but not when you consider the background. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, an outfit we all know now that the president decided to eliminate the commissioner's job, is releasing their preliminary benchmark revision for payrolls, which means that we're going to have another adjustment. Now, will it be of the order of magnitude that we saw that caused the commissioner to lose her job? Yes. The expectation is the adjustment may take away as many as 900,000 jobs on an annual basis, which means that the numbers that we were reporting here on a monthly basis showing job gains and averaging about 150,000 would only be 75,000. Now, that would give the Fed cover to cut interest rates again, but also revise concerns about the economy. Right now, gold's up $10.40, $36.87.80. That's a new all-time high. Crude's up 71 cents. If the Dow opened right now, we'd be up 81. The NASDAQ up 52. The S&P up 14. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. This news for the Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
Well, the Cowboys play their home opener this Sunday at AT&T Stadium. It's a noon kickoff against the Giants.
For this game on Sunday, parking lots are going to open at 8 o'clock a.m., and so you have plenty of time to get to Arlington, find a good parking spot, maybe do a little tailgating, hang out at Texas Live or some of the other surrounding businesses before you come to the game.
That's Arlington Police Media Relations Coordinator Tim Ciesco, who suggests you also check the bag policy, which is on the Cowboys website. Your news rolls on for Trajan Wealth. The Rangers keep their playoff hopes alive with a 5-0 victory over the MLB best Brewers Monday in Arlington. Rookie Michael Hellman supplies all five RBIs with a grand slam and a late double. Jacob Latz shines again in place of injured starter Nathan Eovaldi, scattering three hits in about six innings of work. Texas has won 12 of 16, 3.5 games back of Houston in the AL West, 17 games left in the regular season. Game two of the series against Milwaukee is tonight. A small independent music company is getting big-time attention for buying the rights to the music of a jazz master.
The New York Times says Reservoir Media, one of the few music companies led by a female CEO, has purchased majority rights to Miles Davis' catalog ahead of what would have been his 100th birthday. The price not disclosed, but the deal reportedly includes 90% of the musician's publishing rights, as well as an agreement to use Davis' name, image, and likeness. Larger companies like Sony have been behind recent blockbuster deals to buy Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan's music catalogs. Miles Davis died in 1991. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And a movie about the trumpeter's romance with French singer and actress Juliette Greco is already in production.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.